When we think about dairy cow nutrition, still too often everything is simplified just to protein. But in reality, we know very well that what really drives production is not protein itself, it's amino acids. So we can imagine the cow, just to have an image, like an orchestra. And amino acids are the individual musicians. Lysine is one of the key players, is one essential amino acid for the cow. And if it's missing or out of tune, the whole performance suffers.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Adasale, provider of Smartamine M, the best-in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production. Kemin invites you to optimize your herd's performance. Dive in at kemin.com/dairy. Birdus Nutrition, the fatty acid people. Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at fortivaimpact.com. Barnes is your trusted partner for Colon Plus FC, enzymes, yeast products, and macro minerals. To learn more, visit barnes-na.com/animal nutrition. Vitagro, the gut health experts, rumen protected, right where it matters. Sponsored by S. Milko Inc., specialists in calf and baby farm animal nutrition, delivering precision formulated milk replacers.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast, brought to you by Wisenetics. I'm Todd Calloway, and we are dedicated to bringing you the latest insights and discussions in dairy nutrition. So get ready to expand your knowledge and stay ahead of the curve with today's episode. So today, we're joined by Dr. Richard Peratta, who's the Global Ruminant Technical Manager for Vitagro. Welcome, Dr. Peratta. It's great to see you, Richard. Can you tell everybody just a little bit about you?
Nice to be here. So I'm Global Ruminant Technical Manager in Vitagro for more than 16 years now. I basically always worked in the microencapsulation world after finishing my PhD in animal nutrition, and then I started working with microencapsulation and ruminants, in particular dairy cows. I'm a dairy cow nutritionist as basis.
All right, excellent.
I'm following worldwide the technical team and as a support for our distributors and customers worldwide.
At Vitagro, we are the gut health experts, developing advanced microencapsulation technologies that deliver nutrients exactly where they are needed. Our rumen-protected solutions allow amino acids, vitamins, and organic acids to bypass degradation and reach the intestine intact. The result is higher nutrient efficiency, improved metabolic health, greater peak milk, and stronger reproductive performance. Stop guessing. Start targeting nutrition with precision. Vitagro, gut health delivered where it matters. Learn more at vetagro.com.
Oh, very good. Well, I know you guys are working a lot with bringing in a lot of products in as feed additives. And one of those that I know y'all have been working with is lysine. And we know lysine's been important for years on the swine production and on the poultry production. But why does lysine matter to our dairy cattle producers?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually, even today, sometimes when we think about dairy cow nutrition, still too often everything is simplified just to protein. But in reality, we know very well that what really drives production is not protein itself, it's amino acids. So we can imagine the cow, just to have an image, like an orchestra. And amino acids are the individual musicians. Lysine is one of the key players, is one essential amino acid for the cow. And if it's missing or out of tune, the whole performance suffers. So it's not just a building block for milk protein, but lysine can be also a regulator for the whole system. In many dairy diets, especially those based on corn, lysine, we know, is the first limiting amino acids. So that means that even when we provide enough protein overall, milk production can be limited because the balance of amino acids is not correct, either by supply or by ratio with methionine in particular. To use another example that I like very much is like when we have to build a wall with Lego blocks or Lego bricks. So if we're missing a key type of those bricks, the construction slows down or it cannot be reached the final step. So the same happens in the mammary gland. Lysine is essential for building milk protein and in particular casein. So if it's limiting, the cow cannot fully use the other amino acids to reach the final construction. And what cannot be used, like the other amino acids, are then wasted as excess nitrogen, mostly as urea, as you know. So cow is not just losing production, but it's losing efficiency. And we know how efficiency is fundamental for milk production. So when lysine is not available, the cow is not just losing production, it's losing efficiency. And we know how efficiency is important, in particular also for the cost of milk production. Nowadays, it's fundamental to speak about efficiency, in particular when milk prices are not at the top. So we need to look for the maximum efficiency of our dairy cows. And lysine, moreover, doesn't just help build milk protein, okay? It helps also to coordinate how nutrients are used at a certain point. When it is present in the right amount or ratio with methionine, everything, protein, energy, metabolism, start working in harmony. So this leads to a more efficient use of nutrients, where energy is directed toward milk production instead of being lost or stored inefficiently.
Okay. I'd never heard that metaphor of using it as a conductor in an orchestra. So really, lysine's kind of like that lead violinist in an orchestra that if it's out of tune, everything is going to go downhill from there. That's an interesting metaphor. I like that. So one of the big challenges that we face with any of these amino acid products, and, you know, we've had rumen-protected methionine for years. So how are you protecting this rumen or protecting lysine from the rumen?
Yeah, like for methionine, we know that free amino acids in the dairy cows, in the rumen, are mostly broken down before the cow can use it, right? So it's like sending a valuable package that never reaches its destination or it arrives damaged. So it loses value. Rumen-protected lysine is designed to solve this problem. So it protects lysine and it passes through the rumen untouched from the rumen fermentations. And then it releases it later in the small intestine where it can be absorbed. On the market, there are many different technologies, and all are considered rumen protected. So there are some that like a protective coating with some polymer, or others are fat-based, a shell, or matrix, as in this case. So Vitagro is protecting amino acids since 1982 and using the matrix technology. The goal at the end is always the same, is to deliver lysine to the right place at the right time in order to make it available for the dairy cow, in particular for its metabolism. Not all protection systems behave the same, even if they are all called rumen protecting, in particular with the kinetics of release. And often, coating technologies rely on a surface barrier, isolating the core of the nutrient from the environment. And these sometimes can be sensitive to mechanical stress, to the mixing in the TMR, partial erosion in the rumen, or pH sensitive in the TMR. And that can lead to a less predictable release profile at the end in the small intestine. When we apply the matrix-based microencapsulation, embeds lysine within a lipid structure. I like to compare it with a stracciatella ice cream, where you have chocolate crepes embedded in the cream of the ice cream. That's more or less the idea. So when the lipases at intestinal level, they start to digest the lipid matrix, the cream, the chocolate chips can be absorbed in the intestine. And that takes time because it's a slow release. So all this means that the protection is not just superficial, it's structural. So the active compounds are distributed throughout the particle, and that improves the resistance into the rumen degradation and outside the rumen, already starting in the TMR or in the feed factory. The lysine is much more protected than just with a coating. Okay, and that altogether reduces the risk of premature losses. Even more importantly, the matrix tend to provide a more gradual and controlled release in the intestine, as we said, through the action of the lipases. And this aligns with the absorption kinetics and metabolic demand of the cow. So in other words, it's not just about surviving the rumen, it's about how you make arrive the lysine post-ruminally, how you make it bioavailable. And timing is crucial.
Well, you kind of hinted at this earlier, but, you know, lysine is one of these really, you know, with it being such, playing such a key role in that orchestra of the animal, does it, other than looking at just its role as protein, does it have any other impacts on things other than milk protein casein on quality of milk?
Yeah, Todd, this is something that is coming out in the recent scientific papers, in the recent publications, the role of lysine in that helps to increase milk fat. So at first glance, lysine doesn't seem to have much to do with milk fat, right? So fat synthesis in the mammary gland mainly depends on other nutrients like volatile fatty acids coming from the rumen fermentation or long chain fatty acids circulating in the blood. So if we imagine the mammary cell as a factory producing milk, fatty acids are the raw materials arriving in, at this factory. Just having raw materials is not enough. You also need a well-organized system to process them efficiently. And this is where lysine comes in. So lysine acts like a metabolic checkpoint. It tells the cell that essential amino acids are available, so protein synthesis can proceed efficiently. And when that condition is met, the cell operates more effectively. It improves its capacity to take up nutrients, coordinating the metabolic pathways, and support the process like fatty acid uptake, intracellular transport, or their incorporation into milk fat. So basically, the raw materials are already there, but lysine helps the machinery to run more efficiently. And again, we are coming back to the efficiency concept. So, of course, lysine doesn't create milk fat. It enables the cell to better utilize the nutrients that drive milk fat synthesis. And when energy and fatty acids are also available, this coordinated response becomes even stronger. And there is another point. The key enzyme responsible for the de novo fatty acid synthesis is fatty acid synthase, right? So this enzyme builds fatty acids step by step into the mammary cell. And fatty acid synthase depends on specific amino acids for its structure and proper function. And one of those amino acids is lysine. So studies have shown that when lysine is deficient, the expression of fatty acid synthase, it decreases. When lysine is reintroduced, and in particular through rumen-protected lysine, the system recovers. So lysine is not just enabling the system, it's also supporting the system itself and the system capacity to produce fat.
That's really cool. I never knew that about lysine addition with fat. Huh. That's very interesting.
Yeah. And usually, if we consider an average lysine dosage per cow per day, we're around 45, 50 grams, at least at our concentration and bypass. But we have data that shows that increasing at 140, 145 grams, we have a nice increase in milk fat and still being competitive, I mean, compared to the return of investment.
Ah, that is awesome.
It's something that we are still working on it, but it's getting more and more interesting.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, as you know, a rumen micro guy. That's really fascinating. I never thought about that effect. Very cool. Well, thank you for your time, Richard. I don't want to take any more time from your day, but thank you for joining us for this.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
That concludes another episode of the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast presented by Wisenetics. Thank you for joining us today, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to stay updated on future episodes. And if you enjoy today's episode, please let us know by leaving a review. Your feedback is invaluable to us and helps us decide where we need to go next and who we talk to. So until next time, this is Todd Calloway from the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast signing off.
Bye.